Assalamu alaikum everyone, and today we are actually going to talk about loving the wrong person. So it is actually quite common, and it actually means is, let me just clarify, like, what does loving the wrong person means? Loving the wrong person means that you are actually in love with the people with whom you should actually not have that level of connection. It can be for anyone. For example, if you are loving a relative, a male relative, or I'm just giving example for a he, right? You are loving your cousin, but that cousin or your friend even is not right for you, and you are actually loving them. What is going to happen is they are going to mislead you, they are going to degrade you, they can actually climb above you, they are not there to grow with you. These examples can actually suit with any type of relation, right? Because it doesn't mean love doesn't mean that there should be a connection between male and female. That is the another form of love, but love also has different variations as well. For example, loving your lord, loving your parents, loving your sisters, loving your brothers, loving your cousins, loving your relatives, loving your friends, right? Those are the form of love. And even in this scenario, like, you know, people actually say that, okay, we actually have seen some people who are actually very good, but they actually do not have a good partner. They do not actually have that partner that they deserve. So what I think is, this is completely my belief, nothing Islamic over here, it is just my own belief for now. Okay, then we are going to come to Islamic part as well. So if you are actually going to think, like, okay, why I am in a bad relationship, like, why I am with this person and I deserve better, right? This is the only question, this is the answer to your question. Like, that person does not think that he was worthy of love, right? That person used to think, like, okay, I am not worthy of love. I have so many faults. I have done so many mistakes in life, and I am not worthy of love. So that person will try to find a partner, which, like, he will find anyone for love, right? Any girl, he is going to be like, okay, I can just fall in love with this girl, right? That's it. I'm going to marry and stuff like that. That is the basic form of love that people actually think. Most of the people think, because they think that they are not worthy of love, but they are worthy of love. It can be psychological effects, it can be environmental effect, it can be the upbringing of their people, of these people, but most of the people actually think that they are not worthy of love. That's why they are not able to find the right partner for themselves, because they actually are not thinking about themselves at the first place. For example, if I'm going to be thinking, okay, I am a good person, I do good deeds, and I want a person who actually motivates me to do these good deeds, right? And I'm going to be having that perspective in my mind whenever I'm going to look for a life partner. So that is actually going to impact a lot in my life, because what I'm actually doing is I am actually thinking of that right mindset, where I am just saying, okay, I need a right person, a right life partner who can actually help me in growing, who can actually help me in doing these good deeds, right? And for a person who actually chose that wrong partner, what he thought? He just thought, okay, this girl is good. Okay, that's it. Nothing else. Why? Because what he is thinking, what perspective he has actually made in his mind, that he is not worthy of love. So any one person who is going to come in his or her life, and they are going to talk in a very sweet manner, one or two lines, they are going to get impressed by that. That's it. Because they think, okay, we were not worthy of it, and they actually said it to us. That's it. That is our life partner. And that goes on with all type of relationships, all time, all forms of love, right? So now comes the temporary love. This is basically the temporary love. Not that part, but the part that I'm going to discuss right now. So what is temporary love? Temporary love is something which occurs to your life, which is temporarily. And if you have that level of control, you are going to accept it, right? You are going to say, okay, this is temporary love, temporary feelings, and it is going to fade away. And that's life, that human, that's like, we are human and we are made like this and stuff like that, right? You are going to accept it, you are going to acknowledge it, and you are going to move on from it. But most of the people do not have that level of tendency where they are actually able to think in this manner, right? What most of the people think, like, we have our parents, we have our siblings, we have our relatives, we have our cousins, we have our friends who are actually loving us the most, right? And I'm not saying everyone loves in the same way. The intensity differs. a lot of circumstances are there. There are going to be relatives who are not going to love you. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm just taking one ideal scenario. Now let's say one girl just came to your life, a temporary love. You just fall in love with her. You just liked her and whatnot, right? What is going to happen is you're going to start hating your environment. You're going to say, why I am living in this environment? I should be in a better place. I should be marrying her and whatnot. Then what is going to happen? A basic psychology it is. Like, what is going to happen? I'm not going to start hating the scenarios, the environment. I'm going to start hating the people that I live with. For example, if I fall in love with a girl and I am not able to move out with her, what is going to happen? The basic scenario is that I'm going to be hating my parents, I'm going to be hating my siblings, I'm going to be hating my cousins. Like, why I am living with these people? I should be with her, you know? A lot of people actually get this thing, and I've seen it on the DMs. Like, whenever I get the DMs on Islamic Dude, I just see these small things. Like, whenever there are people who are just managing it and they actually come to us, like, what should we actually answer to this question? I just get this one a lot. Like, we are actually fallen in love with this person, and we think that our life is lifeless if we are not going to be moving with them, if we are not going to be marrying to them, stuff like that. But your life was complete before them and even after them. That should be your basic scenario. And why these things comes? Now the Islamic perspective is coming. So we actually moved on from the basic psychology. We just said, okay, we actually took a very small example, and now we are just building it up slowly to the Islam, right? That's how your every scenario in your life and every decision in your life should be like, right? Just think of the worldly perspective and then just think of the Islam, like what Islam is saying about it. So what I would like to tell you, a very important point, which is that you should actually, first of all, learn to know the difference between these people, like the people who actually care about you and the people who are there temporarily, right? Because in the end, what is going to happen is if you are going to be start hating on the people who are actually there for you, who are actually caring for you, and you are actually going to end up on a bad terms with those people who actually cared about you, nothing is going to be working out for you, because that temporary love which you had is gone. And the people who you love the most are also gone. So learn to know the difference between the people who do the fake love and the people who actually care about you. That is also a very important point, right? And also learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the top of the, should be the topmost priority in the whole entire universe. Because He's the Lord of the universe, right? He is the one who has created us. And if you're not going to be loving the person who actually created you, you are obviously going to be living a miserable life. For example, let's say there must be a lot of du'as that you actually prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fulfilled it. But a lot of people you are going to see, you have said, they have actually made so many expectations in your life. You trusted them a lot. You actually given your whole heart to those people, but what actually happened in the end? They broke your trust, they broke your heart, they broke your expectation, right? That's people. People are not perfect. People do make mistakes. People are evil. Not everyone, just few people. So I'm not going to be considering like, okay, everyone in this world is evil. There are good people, there are bad people. That's in every scenario. Just take every scenario. You're going to find a positive perspective, and you're also going to find the negative perspective. Same is with the humans. There are good people, there are negative people. So what you should actually realize is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the universe, and you should be loving Him. And you should actually put His priority above everyone. For example, if I am loving a girl and she's saying, you just have to leave your deen for me, are you going to do it? Surely you are going to do it if you are low on iman, if you don't have love for your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you don't have love for your creator, definitely you are going to putting that girl above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for sure. This can be for every event, right? Not even in this relationship. For example, if I am actually watching TV, okay, I'm just watching a movie and I'm missing the salah. So I'm just putting that movie a top priority instead of namaz. Namaz is the remembrance of your Lord. Okay, that is also a form of love for your Lord, right? So in every case, just put your Lord in the topmost priority. if you are going to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have that level of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surely He is going to reflect His love for you. In the end, Allah says that He loves you more than your mother. So you know how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, right? So that's all about it in this podcast. And inshallah, more podcasts will be coming soon. And if you have any type of suggestion, right? If you have any type of suggestion for posts, for reminders and whatnot, just hit me up, okay? I will be making some podcast on that as well, inshallah.